Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, I have in the studio an acclaimed award-winning filmmaker. He's also the founder and the executive director of the Astoria Film Festival. And this is the fifth annual Astoria International Film Festival coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow night on the 20th of October. There will be something that you can see at a whole new location. So to find out all about what's happening with the Astoria International Film Festival, we have Ron Craig in our studio today. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you started the Astoria International Film Festival.
You know, I am too. If you had to talk to me probably 4 years ago, I was scratching my head. What are you doing, Ron? And as I guess you always said, little voice said, you're doing the right thing. And I really feel that what we've been able to bring to the community of Astoria from a cultural perspective through film, it's just been just delightful for me to have, you know, to be the person that to bring that to this area, because it's one of those things that we have this incredible venue, Liberty Theater, and the fact that there's so many, can I say, cultural ghosts that are still floating through there. And I think a lot of times when I'm there just by myself and it's quiet, I don't want to seem sort of, you know, off the course, but they give me energy, and I really feel that it's something that they really appreciate. And some people are probably scratching their head, where's this guy coming from? But the people who do understand. So that's
well, you're
good.
A filmmaker, Ron. I mean, you know, I mean, you're not Hollywood. You're very down to earth. Hollywood meaning a lot of people think people who are in Hollywood are a little bit on the edge here. However, you really are a visionary, because you had this idea 5 years ago to start a film festival, which, you know, Ashland, of course, has their famous, you know, Shakespearean festival, which is ongoing. And what made you think you could do this, and how did you fund it?
Well, we can, shall we say, go back in history a bit here. It was about, date myself, 1968, and I was roaming around the streets of Paris, and it's, for me, film has always been an important part of my artistic development. And I saw all these film houses, independent film houses, and along with the students that were rioting in the street against De Gaulle, which that's a whole other issue, I made my way to a number of these film houses. And for me, it was just incredible the fact that there was so much support from the community for these independent films that were going on. So looking at that, it's just one of those things that I kind of, you know, should we say, computer-wise, bookmarked. And so then we fast forward 5 years ago, and I said, this is an opportunity that I've been waiting for to be able to do it in the community. And once again, Astoria was just an incredible location. And the fact of going, you know, it financially, basically it was been out of my own pocket in, as I guess a quote, you know, the kindness of strangers that became friends at a later date. And I think, to me, that was kind of a motivating factor, because if that old adage about if you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect anybody else to believe in you? And I think that, as I say, the art gods were smiling on us, and also the incredible community here is the fact that there's so much here as far as the energy, the cultural energy. And I keep going back to the cultural thing, and I think that we all have those platforms in our lives to be able to expand, you know, what we are and what we are about. So I think primarily the money thing, it was an issue, but it wasn't an issue, because the fact that I remained a person that focuses on a goal. The idea of coming to Astoria, and I'm coming over the coast range, and I'm saying, God, I have enough gas to get to Astoria. How am I going to get back? Well, you know, there were times when it got to be that way, but still at the same time, there were people that were willing to help and see what we needed to be able to make this a successful film festival. When I say successful, we're in our fifth year, and we've expanded the program to 5 days. And to me, that was just kind of a benchmark overall to be able to do that. So I don't know if that kind of gives you an idea of how we put it together.
Yes, absolutely. And I think for those people who are not familiar with your background, why don't you just, because I've referred to you as an award-winning filmmaker, why don't you just just briefly tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself, your background in film, and then we're going to kind of jump into the exciting films that are being shown this year. Because these are films for people who think, oh, they're just not making any good movies anymore. This film festival, there are a lot of incredible films. And I also want to mention that you just got your 501c3 status. So you did, Ron, you did build it and they will come. You created the film festival. Now you have your 501c3 so that people can actually give you a tax-deductible donation, volunteer, go to see the films. Let's, though, talk about Ron Craig, the filmmaker, for a moment.
The crazy side of me, I guess. And okay. We want to do that as a positive, because I think anybody that wants to make a film, I think there has to be a that sort of crazy side of them, which is a positive. We have to go with that, because you can't, you know, if you want to plant a garden, you got to get a little dirty. So let's go from that perspective. Not that we're dirty, but the whole idea.
Dirt's good. Dirt's
yes,
good.
Very good. Is that the fact that I always wanted to, I was always been a history buff as far as, and I say that with the idea, the curiosity. And I think documentary films is the area that I really, expertise that I really enjoy. And we started out with the idea of wanting to chronicle and document hidden heroes. And one of the things we kept looking at over and over again were indigenous people, women, people that were disempowered as far as their history, that we wanted to be able to put that out there. And a dear friend of mine, professor, we were talking about the idea of putting together documentary films. And he says, well, you know, he had written a number of books. He says, well, I can get X amount of people to read my books as far as history. You have one film when you have a million people see this film on one night. So, you know, having looked at that perspective, I think it's one of those things that we have to look at it, that we have an opportunity to be able to do it. My introduction was working with Lewis and Clark. The idea that York was the only African-American member of the Lewis and Clark expedition. When I started, it was there was nothing about it at all. And so all of a sudden, there's a number of books out there. We've won an Emmy, or nominated for an Emmy for it, for Oregon Public Broadcasting. We also did a radio show that we did a number of awards for. So it's the idea of being able to find something that you really believe in that needs to have a voice.
And film is such a powerful medium. Film changes lives. People can see a movie, and from that moment on, they have a different focus.
Right.
And that's, it sounds like, a lot of what happened to you as well.
Yes, it's one of those changing. I was talking to a friend just a few minutes ago, talking about Catch-22 and how that particular book and also the becoming of film, how it changed a lot of people's perspective on what we have to deal on a daily basis and stuff. And so people that aren't familiar with that novel and the book, I'm not going to go into details, but still, again, that's how things really change our lives profoundly.
What are you excited about with the 5th annual Astoria International Film Festival? What's happening starting tomorrow?
Well, what we've done is that we've partnered with the Lightbox Gallery and here in Astoria. And what we decided to do, we always wanted to expand the film festival. So what we're doing is we're showing our 5 Oregon films that we've decided to screen this year. And we're going to screen those every night starting on Thursday at 7:00 in the evening. The first film is going to be Meek's Cutoff, which is an incredible film about the Oregon Trail. And then we're going to go with Larry Johnson's Stuff, who is also actually had lived here in Astoria at one point. And then we're going to do Hood to Coast, which is a documentary about the incredible relay race that just finished up this past August. And then we have Cold Weather. And then we have the best of the 37th annual Northwest Film and Video Festival. Each one of those films will start 7:00, starting with Thursday, then go to Friday and Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
And those are all at the Lightbox.
Those are all at the Lightbox.
So that's an intimate setting. It's almost like a private screening.
Absolutely.
And these are going on at the same time as some other films are going on at the Liberty Theater.
That's right. We are simultaneously will be running films at the Liberty Theater, which will be the full program. Part of the reason we're doing the Lightbox is that we're organizing the Astoria International Film Festival Lightbox together as far as the Astoria Film Society, which we want to be able to screen one film per month in their small area that we can have people in to discuss these different independent films. So it's really an incredible opportunity for people to be able to come in and discuss it. It's just literary groups are really great, but film groups are really great too.
Oh, yes. Well, so the Astoria Film Society has now been formed, and so we can look forward to then throughout the winter one film a month at Lightbox with a showing and then a discussion afterwards.
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
That's so exciting. Like a salon in Paris. You've been influenced by Paris.
Yeah, I think probably you're right. You know, that's probably why I hang out at French cafes when I'm not here.
That's exactly right. And let's talk a little bit about the film lineup.
Well, this year, as I touched on a second ago, is the fact that we're highlighting a number of Oregon-grown films. And Astoria Film Festival is an international film festival, make no mistake. But yet at the same time, we have films that have come out of this sort of crucible of a cultural crucible here in Oregon as far as where they've been able to go with their films, and they've taken those films internationally. So we're kind of turning it around and bringing those films here where they really started. And once again, I touched upon the films we're screening. Meek's Cutoff is probably one of the most incredible films that I've seen in a long time as far as coming out of Oregon. It chronicles the Oregon Trail, the late 1800s, and it almost has a surreal spin on it. But so again, it's so realistic. And as you'll see on the notes on the website, which will give you a complete schedule of all the films and synopsis, is the fact it is not your Hollywood wagon trail. They're not square dancing and running around there drinking things out of mason jars. This is real life. And I think people will find it very fascinating. Stuff, Larry Johnson, another incredible experience. And once again, people don't really understand, or we try to get them to understand that a lot of times films, documentary films, are a piece of that artist's soul to be able to experience what they've gone through. Larry Johnson's Stuff is, we all have stuff, let me say that. Yeah, with the passing of his father, he was into his father's storage area, and all of a sudden this stuff, and we take this course through his life vis-a-vis the stuff. And I think it's just one of those situations that we all can relate to.
Oh, relevant to everyone. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because we all have stuff. I think, you know, also Hood to Coast, once again, is one of those incredible films that, you know, this Hood relay race, which, you know, I had the pleasure of running two different years in the earlier days. It's one of these incredible exoduses. Yes, I guess I can say that.
Lots of S's. Okay.
Yeah. But I think people really find it, and it's not about just runners, it's about the humankind, and I think that's really important. And then Cold Weather is a film noir, which is really incredible. Then we have the Animation Festival from the Northwest Film Center.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns on KMUN 91.9. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today I have in the studio with me Ron Craig. He's a filmmaker, an award-winning filmmaker, as well as the founder and executive director of the Astoria International Film Festival. And tomorrow night at the Lightbox, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Lightbox, there will be film showings. And then the kickoff event is actually at the Liberty Theater on Friday night.
It'll be Friday at 11 o'clock. It'll be our first film that we're screening, which is Stuff. It's, once again, the idea of people think that, well, you know, noon on Friday. Well, if you look at most film festivals, they do start in the afternoon. And I've had a number of colleagues who have said, how do you make a decision on what film to see? Well, it's like when you go to a jar of jelly beans, which one do you want to do? You know, do you want to get the tutti frutti one, or do you want to get the one that's, you know, licorice? So I think it's one of those personal decisions that people have to make. And there is no bad decision. It's just the idea of being able to find which one that really interests you. One thing that I may touch upon beyond the independent films, we're doing a tribute to Elizabeth Taylor this year. And as people know, she is probably, I would say, without a doubt, one of the last divas of a generation. We're screening two of her films. One, she'd won Academy Award for it with Butterfield 8. And then we're also screening Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Both of those films are, like I said, it was very difficult for me to go in and my staff to look at, to find the films that we actually wanted to screen. Now, we're going to do an event on Friday, and which is Cocktails with Elizabeth Taylor over at the Bridgewater. And what we're doing over there is we're having people come in at about 9 o'clock in the evening, and they're going to tell their favorite stories about Elizabeth Taylor.
And that's Friday night at the Bridgewater Bistro.
Yes.
At 9 o'clock. Okay.
9 o'clock.
Reminiscence. Yes, yeah. I have some stories about Elizabeth Taylor myself. I was lucky enough to work with her in Los Angeles. So.
And we're looking forward to that.
All right. Share some stories then. And that's Friday. So Friday, you can start seeing films. Let's mention the film festival website so people can go if they want to look at the schedule.
Yes, there are a couple of different ways to be able to get it. I always tell people if you just go ahead and do a search for that story, International Film Festival, you'll come up with two things. And I'll say this because there has been some issues with people getting confused. There is an Astoria Film Festival on the East Coast in New York. We're not in New York. This is Astoria, Oregon, celebrating its 200th year. It's a bicentennial, so let's get that right. But you can go to goaiff.com, Astoria International Film Festival.
Okay.
And that will get you there. Also, you can call the box office at the Liberty Theater as far as tickets, and also Tickets West will be carrying the tickets.
And the Liberty Theater also, I think on their website, has a full schedule of the films.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can get tickets right at the door, too, if it's the last minute. Tickets are $5 for the Liberty Theater. For the screen over at the Lightbox, there are $3 for that, and there's a package of $60 for to be able to see all the films at the Liberty Theater.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, okay, so Friday you can start right off at the Liberty at 11 o'clock with Stuff, and then at 12:30 there's Inside Job, and then there's another film at 2:50, and then there's a pretty exciting thing happening at 4:40 on Friday. Tell us about that. The Kings of Pastry.
That is, as I say, you know, I try to keep my, intake of food, passionate, exotic food. This story is, once again, it's one of kind of dear to my heart. It's a competition that happens every year in France. And food channels right now and food networks are just really out there. This particular competition has been going on for a number of years to the point that it's people's lives have been made, or should I say failed, because of these competitions. What we do with this film is we take inside the competition, the personal spin as far as what people have to go through, these chefs, and they're all French. And a dear friend of mine actually was awarded. He's one of the sponsors, Dominique, over at St. Henri's in Portland and also in Lake Oswego. Not so much I'm giving him a spin, but it's just incredible as far as a competition, what one has to go through to be able to achieve this level. The President of France actually awards the prizes.
I am looking forward to Kings of Pastry. And you have local sponsors, Clemente's, Baked Alaska, The Depot, and St. Henri. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And then you have Cat on a Hot Tin Roof on Friday night and at the Liberty and with Elizabeth Taylor, and then the Bridgewater Bistro with the Cocktails with Elizabeth Taylor. Come and tell your stories. And the reason you're honoring Elizabeth Taylor, you'd mentioned earlier, is because she was probably the last of the great, you know, film queens or divas. Or
yes, you know, and I talked to a colleague once again as far as about Elizabeth Taylor, the idea of her humanitarian cause with HIV AIDS, you know, as far as one of those plagues that have, you know, everybody in the country has been affected in one way or another by this. And it, to me, it was just one of those incredible tributes to be able to relate. And I told a friend, yeah, within anybody under 30 years of age, you say Elizabeth Taylor, they said, wasn't that the woman who hung out with Michael Jackson? Well, then anybody older that understands, you know, what her contributions were, that it just wasn't selling perfume, but she was really an incredible individual.
Absolutely.
In a traumatic life that she, survived.
Yes, it's very true. And then at the Liberty Theater at 9 o'clock, there's a film, Bringing King to China, which is a documentary film, an award-winning documentary film I mean, it all sounds great. I want to go to all of it, Ron. I want to clone myself and go to every single thing.
I think we can work that out.
Okay. Well, that would be good. So that's a full day Friday. And then on Saturday, now you have a Young People's Film Festival this time.
Yes. What we're doing, we're expanding our Young People's Film Festival. And what we're doing is it starts like 10 o'clock on Saturday. And primarily what we're doing is just getting the young people into the theater to deal with cultural and social issues. It starts about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and the two films we're running this year is an animation on Katrina, and it's a short, about 20 minutes, and it's just really kind of compelling as far as what people had to deal with during that time period. And then we have Blacking Up Hip-Hop, which deals with the social issues of the urban music as far as hip-hop and rap, which I didn't know at one point that there's rap, and then there's hip-hop. They're two different, they're separated. And so I think people will attune to that. That is a free concert, free screening for both young people and adults.
All right, I know where I'm going to be this weekend. I'm going to be at the film festival. Okay, so, and then you have some short films at 11. Then you have films in the afternoon, a National Geographic film. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule. It's very impressive what you're doing. And then there actually are a couple of forums where people will be discussing things.
Yes, Larry Johnson, who is the director, producer, and writer for the film Stuff, is going to be at the Cannery Pier on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And he will be holding a seminar forum there where you can sit and get up close personal with the process of putting films together. He is very well, or should I say very involved in as far as the filmmaking community. I think it will be a treat for anyone to come to see that. And that's once again free at the Cannery Pier.
All right. And also I'm looking at this Friday, October 21st at 11 a.m., how to get from point A to B in making a documentary film.
Yes.
So is that also with Larry Johnson?
Yes, that also is with Larry Johnson.
So Larry is doing a couple of things. He's doing the 4 o'clock on Saturday, the Cannery Pier Hotel, the film forum, and then he's also on Friday at 11 talking about that. That's great because that educational component, people are so interested in film. I just don't know of anyone who doesn't love some sort of film. Film just speaks to people.
Well, you're absolutely right. And whatever we can do to be able to close that gap as far as the understanding.
And then in the evening, we only have about 5 or 6 minutes left here, Ron. So you tell me now how you want to continue on, because you also have things on Sunday. So,
well, Sunday we have Cold Weather, which is we typically try to close down the festival on Sunday, which this year is going to be a little different. We're going to start with Cold Weather, and then we're going to go from Cold Weather. We're going to screen our last Elizabeth Taylor film, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I got my schedule right. And what we're going to do is croissants and coffee. So we encourage people to come at about 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and they sit down and kind of discuss the films, and then we go in to see Cold Weather, which is one of our Oregon films. It's a film noir, and then we see Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Not to be mistaken, that we do have a film. Monday night will still be a film that's going on at the Cannery, at the Lightbox Gallery.
So it's just ongoing. And I'm looking also, because we kind of skipped over Saturday night. Saturday night, there is, you have a couple of foreign films on Saturday night.
Yes, we do have two foreign films. We have a French film, which Girl on a Train, which really is incredible. And The Passion, as far as the music, the best way to describe this is one of those infectious films that you go to. If anybody that's, as far as the passion that the Italians have for music and dance, it just puts you in a position where you just, I guess I could say you want to go out and have a plate of spaghetti after you finish it. But it's just really an incredible adventure. Because it deals with different areas of Italy and, what they're really about as far as their passion. And everybody knows Italians are passionate, not that we aren't, but theirs is a different sort.
Yes, exactly. So in the last 5 years, you've grown and you've learned a lot about the kinds of things people might like. And it looks like on this schedule, Ron, you have something for everyone.
We try to do that. And it's I think, once again, with the idea, it was an international film festival. That was our whole idea, because it's the world as a whole is smaller and smaller, and there's so many incredible films, whether you're in Central Africa or you're in Afghanistan or you're in France. There are films that I think people really enjoy, and it's a fraternity of like people, and I think the people that have not experienced it, it would be a good time to come out and experience it.
And they can get tickets at the door at the Liberty Theater.
At the Liberty Theater, Tickets West. It's also, tickets are available there.
And what I think is amazing is how reasonable it is. I mean, you can have an entire weekend of really, we've used this word cultural. It's really a journey. It's an odyssey. It's an experience that you can have. You can take yourself away to other places, other ways of looking at the world, open your mind to other perspectives. And this is a way to do that. And so I would encourage everyone to go to the film festival and to support it now that you have your 501c3.
Yes. And the idea that we put this thing together, you know, on a shoestring, and I guess that people, how do you do it? Well, we're nonprofit now, and there's usually a little bucket or by the door to get contributions, because we want to keep this thing going. And there is, I can truly say that it will keep going, but it's a community. It belongs to Astoria. This is your film festival. I am just the conduit. I am just the messenger of putting this thing together, but it's just an incredible experience.
And you're showcasing a lot of, and thank you for your vision and for putting this together for all of us to enjoy, Ron. And we totally support this. And it brings people in to our community, too. There are people last year I know from Portland and Seattle and Idaho. There were people who came from all over. And I think that's going to continue as more and more people are familiar with the Astoria International Film Festival. And I know that you like the idea of bringing in these foreign films and international things, but also you're honoring how much talent there is here in Oregon. And now Astoria has its own Oregon Film Museum, the only one in the state.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things, like last year, people were kind of scratching their head, didn't know that it was there. But with anything, you know, we have tried to put that on the radar, because if people go in and look at how many films that were filmed here, it's incredible. I didn't know that.
Yes, that's exactly right, Ron. There are any last words you'd like to give to our listening audience about the Astoria International Film Festival happening this weekend and starting tomorrow night at the Lightbox?
Come out and enjoy it. And I'm usually the guy sitting in the corner that nobody knows who it is.
He wears black.
Yeah. usually have a pair of cowboy boots on. Come over and tell me what you think about it. We always want your input, whether it's on emailing or what. We want to know
that's
what
right
you want.
Because you spend all year long trying to figure out what films you're going to bring, and if those of you in the listening audience have seen some little jewel of a film that maybe, you know, hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves, and you know, contact Ron, go to the website goaiff.com.
And you can find me at ron.craig@gmail.com.
And then you can tell Ron the kind of films you'd like to see. Thanks a million, Ron. I'm looking forward to being there this weekend and seeing you there.
I will see you.
All righty. Absolutely. Astoria International Film Festival, that's the place to be this weekend. I want to thank David Paul, who helped me engineer the program today, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those things, expand on them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in the only moment which exists now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.